Macy Bunkelman is a junior at the Medford Area Senior High School. She's a member of DECA. And what is DECA, Macy?
Well, DECA used to stand for the Distributive Education Channels of America. It no longer stands for that. They've gotten rid of that acronym, as now it's a broader club. It covers all kinds of business topics like finances, students can do presentations, business. I participate in retail merchandising. Students can do events with food within the food service industry, within the travel and tourism industry, within the sports industry. There's really an event for everyone, and it's partnered with our FBLA group.
So is that one and the same?
No, FBLA and DECA are not the same. FBLA stands for Future Business Leaders of America. DECA and FBLA are completely different competitions, but a lot of the students at the school don't realize that because we do have them grouped together because currently our DECA membership is rather low and it wouldn't make sense to have that be its own club. And everyone that does DECA does FBLA right now.
Tell us about the competition. What kind of competition do you do?
So for retail merchandising, you take a 100-question marketing cluster exam test that can cover everything from what a wholesaler is, what a retailer is, tested on different finances. There could be, it's really not hard math problems, so slight math problems, so you get like a little four-function calculator for that. You can be tested basically on any function that a store could go through from the production of a product to the selling of a product, and it's also about like the economy. We have a district competition, and then from the district competition, the top two or three students from every event go to the state competition, and from the state competition, the top six students from every event to the international level. There's another part to the competitive process, which is role-playing. And for a role-play, you go into a preparation room, and you're given a sheet of paper with a scenario on it. And along with the scenario, you'll have to meet usually four or five expectations. So within those 10 minutes, you'll read the scenario, you get note cards to write out what you think you want to say in a business meeting-like format, and then you'll go into another room where there is a judge, and the judge will be role-playing as like the vice president of a company, and you'll be role-playing as a marketing information specialist, usually. That's what I've been the last couple times, at least. And then you have 10 minutes to talk with them, go through what they want for the company, go through your 5 points, and then if you don't hit one of their secret questions in your 10-minute process, then they'll ask you, and if you have a well-prepared answer, you're going to do fairly well.
So you're going to international competition now?
Yes.
Where is that?
That is in Orlando, Florida.
How many countries are participating?
I know for sure the United States competes. Guam participates, Puerto Rico participates, Canada participates. I know there are other countries, and I know I'm missing them, but I'm sure I'll get to meet kids from all over the world at this competition.
When is it coming up?
I leave on the 25th of April, and I come back, I think, the 29th.
Anybody else from this area going that you know?
I don't know anyone from, no one else from my school is going. I'm going with my advisor, Mr. Pilgrim.
Does the FBLA have the same kind of contests going all the way up to international?
FBLA is structured differently. We have regional competitions for FBLA as well, and then we move on to state. And then from state, the top three or four students in every event progress to nationals.
So what are you going to do after high school?
My current plan is to double major in art education and business. So I would like to be an art teacher at the high school level for a few years, and I'd like to build up enough money that I could own my own gallery, and I'd like to use my skills that I've learned in DECA to be able to network and to understand like how wholesaling works and how to sell to a consumer versus how to sell to a business. And I'll be able to create connections with other people in the art community, so I'll have work to sell.
Good luck to Macy Bunkelman in the DECA International Competition in Orlando, Florida, later this month.